Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
Asking Gronk to math, that much like 11 is also a lot. What you laughing at, Dan Balgan?
Fitzy, man, we wait for the beat drop on this program on 4 o'clock.
You stepped on it, Nick.
Go back to bed and start the day over, man.
I was so excited to get into the break that I know.
Should we run it over?
Let's start it over.
Run it again.
Okay.
This is WEEI Afternoon.
Wait, what hour is it, guys? I'm
just kidding. Stevens
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
You know what? Can we just start the whole show over? Start the Tupac intro for crying out loud. I've had coaches start the whole damn thing over.
There you go.
You're an hour and a half into practice. He doesn't like what he sees. We'll just start the whole thing.
Today's three-point stance is brought to you by Jeffrey Glassman.
7-7.
Hey, Ted, did you hear what Will Fleming said yesterday?
That's pretty good, though, Fitzy. Not going to lie. That was a good one there, bud.
Oh man, that was fun.
All right, we won't do another intro. We'll save all. We'll spare
everyone. Should we play 5 o'clock now? We got an hour to get it right.
Maybe so.
Anyway, that was Edelman, the Gronkosaurus, and of course Ninko on the Dudes on Dudes podcast, which is different than game. From the people who brought you Games with Names, it's Dudes on Dudes. And last week they were talking about Andy Hart believes they to be excessive anticipation and predictions for the New England Patriots coming up in the 2025 season. Ted, I know you and I are proud members of Camp 10 and 7. Others around us could be higher, 11 and 6, 12 and 5. Ninkovich was preaching the reality of going from 4 wins to 10 wins is such a massive leap. We should be happy with that if that is the apex of what this Patriots team that has been massively reconfigured this season is to achieve. From Mike Reese's notes Sunday at ESPN.com, the Patriots lead the league this year in roster turnover. Of the 90 people that will be wearing a Patriots jersey heading into camp in just a couple of weeks on July 23rd, 43 of the 90 are brand new to the New England Patriots, is a massive, like,
love
they turned half the damn team over, which I can understand. Being one of the major reasons why people are members of Camp Pump the Brakes. But this also from Mike Reese's Sunday column from the Entirely Sick Persons Network. Right now, your New England Patriots, what would you guess? What would you guess, fellas? What would you guess, audience at large? Of the 16 teams in the American Football Conference, where do you think the Patriots would be ranked in terms of best percentage to make the playoffs?
Well,
what do you think the average people, average fan would say?
The average fan, you know, probably 10 to 15%. If I had to guess, I think the expectations are low. The fan base strikes me as a fan base that is reluctant to really buy into Drake May, and that thus they are just, you know, they don't really know much about these free agents because they're not a lot of big names, other than, you know, Milton Williams. And so it's kind of, I think most people would say there's a slight chance they have a chance to make the playoffs, but I don't think anybody's really bullish on this team when it comes to just the overall fan base.
Amen. Yeah, Dan, where do you think this is coming from? The, you know, many in the media and some diehards that are saying like, oh, there's been such a good draft, such a good offseason. Mike Vrabel, Drake May, the return of McDaniels. This team is, you know, 8, 9, 10, 11 wins in a trip to the playoffs forthcoming in 2025 versus, you know, like Ted said, maybe perhaps among many a more tepid response in terms of how you think the team is going to do this season.
I think the national optimism that you're seeing is more from fans across the league who just expect a certain level of football from the New England Patriots. It's almost hard for people across the league to wrap their heads around the fact that the Patriots were a four-win team and a cellar dweller for multiple seasons at a time. So I think a lot of the pre-putting pads on headlines have been outrageously positive and well-deserved for the Patriots. They hire their guy. They hire a former Patriot that's going to reestablish the culture, and then they're one of the most lauded teams in terms of their free agency and their draft. So I think people see a franchise with a pedigree for winning quickly turning the tide on what was just an era that they're trying to forget. Whereas we here who analyze this every single day and root for the team and watch every single movement and breath and Instagram photo of Drake May with his wide receivers realize there are more questions under the surface than maybe a couple of positive headlines will give you. So I think that's kind of where at least I see the discrepancy there.
Yeah.
Go ahead, please.
No.
Okay. All right. So of your 16 teams in the AFC, the number one team, according to ESPN, with an 81% chance to make the playoffs would be the Buffalo Bills. Wow, over top of Kansas City. I guess I kind of took that for granted. Kansas City, 76%. Baltimore, 76%. And the Chargers at 60%. Then we start dropping down a little bit, blah, blah, blah. Your New England Patriots are 12th out of 16, according to their analytics, you know, and their Breslow machines. The ESPN people have them at a 32% chance of making the playoffs, 12th out of 16 total. So that's technically less than a third, third of the way to 100 there. 32% chance to make the playoffs this year, which kind of flies in the face of a lot of the national and local media optimism of 10-7, 11-6, 12-5, which, you know, those numbers still seem wild to me as well. So, Ted, that seems kind of on par. That seems fair to you, even though massive roster turnover, like we said, great offseason and free agency, like Dan said, great draft, and of course, third easiest schedule in the NFL.
They needed to churn this roster. It was a terrible roster.
Yeah,
I'm, you know, 43% of it's new, and it's. My guess is, you know, there's only 53 guys on the active roster, so it's going to be more than two-thirds of the team at the end of the day. I think that it's going to be still standing when the dust settles right before week one of this season. But they upgraded probably 5-6 starters just on defense via their free agency signings. That's huge. They've upgraded their left tackle with the fourth overall pick and Will Campbell, which was huge. They've upgraded what was the worst wide receiver group in the NFL by bringing in Steph Diggs. And so we like to think that Drake May is going to have better, more quality coaching than he had last year. And so people that, you know, that study football, that report on football, that their job is to just to give opinions on football – see this in a more optimistic way because of all those reasons. And you also look at, I mean, there's past history tells you, what did the 2001 Patriots do the year before? What did the 1999 St. Louis Rams do the year before 1990? There's teams go from being the worst to being the best all the time in this league. It's not the craziest thing in the world. So to suggest they can go from four wins to 10 wins that I'm suggesting, honestly, isn't the craziest idea. The Commanders last year had a new coach. They brought in 10 starters basically via free agency, and they drafted a quarterback that is an elite quarterback, and you saw what happened to them. It's not the craziest thing to think that the Patriots can have a big bounce back year when you factor all those things in.
No, I completely agree. And I think your difference between where you guys sit at 10 and where I would sit at 8 and 9 is that quarterback position that you're talking about. And if you're going to tell me that Drake May is what Jaden Daniels was, absolutely sign up for 10 wins, a playoff spot, and a really intriguing 2025. I'm just going to need to see it before I adjust and give them those two extra wins, because Fitzy, I think your defensive additions and the fact that you added veterans raises your floor 2 to 3 wins automatically. I think your 6 to 7 win spot just with your defense and your coaching changes at minimum are great. Then if your offense gels and your quarterback starts to perform, which are the questions that I think we outlined last week as being the biggest ones to worry about, that's where all of a sudden 7 becomes 8, becomes 9, becomes 10, and we start talking about games in January.
Okay, so Ted, this is actually a great point, bringing up both the 2000 Patriots and then the 1998 Rams. Of course, everyone knows the 2000 Patriots, 5-11, and a grueling 5-11 it was. There were rumblings about Belichick being on the hot seat just a couple games in to his second year as head coach. Before we get into the Rams and stuff, do you remember hearing any of that hubbub? Like, whoa, this. How are you feeling coming out of 2000, heading into 2001 with Bledsoe on the big deal, Belichick on the hot seat, and the media kind of wondering what the hell was going on?
That was not a popular hire. Bill was not a popular hire. I remember that. Like it was yesterday, just because of how it ended, I guess, in Cleveland, you know, and how it ended maybe in New York, too. So there's a lot of questions about him. And then, you know, only having five wins in 2000. And I'll be honest, Drew was in a bad, just kind of a lot of interceptions. And it was not, the synergy between the head coach and the quarterback was not there. So we were not feeling very good about ourselves. When it came to the start of the 0-2, we started the 0-1 season 0-2, you know, and so we were off to a bad start. And I'll never forget a conversation I had with RKK. He comes up to me on the sideline and I asked him how he's doing, and he's like, you know, not good. And he points to the new stadium that was being built next to our practice field. Yeah. And he basically said, not a lot of people are signing up for season tickets. And then horseshoe up his ass, because we go on to win the Super Bowl and then become a dynasty, and now there was a waiting list for season tickets. So you talk about, I'll never forget that conversation I had, how it just turned so fast. But at that point, no one was feeling good about the future of the franchise until TB12 stepped on the field and we saw all that change.
If you don't get
season tickets that year, Ted, you guys were a grind to watch until you guys were awesome to watch.
I hear you, brother. Sorry about that.
If you don't get the quarterback play there, what is that season for the Patriots?
I don't think it's good, buddy.
Okay.
Is
it still competitive though?
Because of the defense we had.
Okay.
I think it would have been. And the offense just, you know what? We needed to win a lot of close games with the team we had. The margin for error was not great. And unfortunately, the strength of Drew wasn't always necessarily late minute game. Like, you know, he's had some comeback wins, but managing the clock, making good decisions, being safe with the ball, Drew was like, I can fit it in there. And there was a lot of where Tom was, let's just take what they give us and let's just manage the clock. And that is what we needed at that position at that time, considering the personnel we had on offense and the personnel we had on defense.
1994, Drew Bledsoe, who led comebacks like the one against the Minnesota Vikings with 70 pass attempts and the game winner to Kevin Turner, was a hell of a lot different than 2001 Drew Bledsoe, who had taken quite a beating and had many more miles on those tires. And Ted, I think the point of the 1998 St. Louis Rams into the 1998 Rams is an awesome
99 Rams,
98 to the 99 Rams is a great one, because the 1998 Rams still had Ricky Prohl, Isaac Bruce, Azahir Akeem on the roster. They went 4-12. They were not very good. Then the next year, they absolutely ripped through the NFL all the way to being one of the greatest offenses of all time and winning one of the most thrilling Super Bowls of all time as well. And to your point of the Commanders, who a lot of people want to compare or at least hold as a comp for what they hope these New England Patriots can do in 2025, to last year's Commanders, you mentioned, Ted, 10 new starters on offense, bringing a whole bunch, you know, Adam Peters does a
offense
great job.
Offense and defense, just overall,
But let's take a look real fast. I mean, you're talking on defense, Carlton Davis, Milton Williams, Harold Landry, Robert Spillane. You've got then on offense, you've got Will Campbell, Garrett Bradbury. You've got Morgan Moses, likely Steph Diggs, possibly a new starter at running back as well. You could be looking at via free agency and draft anywhere between 8 to 11 new starters on the New England Patriots as well, which, Dan, mathematically lines up with the whole 50% roster turnover. So, again, don't squash that dream. I don't want to play the part of the kid from the Banshees of Inisherin. Well, there goes that dream. It's not over yet. They haven't even kicked off freaking camp yet. Why not think that this team can turn things around and have better than a 32% chance to make the playoffs?
I would just with that number, it was such a large number to read Mike Reese put in terms of the roster turnover. That's why I would advocate just be patient with this group in September. I know people are looking just pure matchup based and saying, "Oh, that's a 3-1 record before you get in and face the Bills." I would advocate for a little bit more patience with this group in September because of that turnover. Because those are so many moving parts that Fitzy just outlined to then try to gel by week one with teams who also view the Patriots as having a 32% chance of making the playoffs. Teams that also view the Patriots right now as a win on their schedule because of what they've done in past years. So I'm a little more hesitant to go as heavy into my expectations early, but I think get out of that stretch of games, you know, at 500 and maybe get through that Bills game and then you go, I think that's where we start to see some of the potential of this group.
If this team just, you know, hovered around 500, unlike the Celtics or unlike the Red Sox, when they hover around 500, it just, you want to pull your hair out.
Right.
But this team, I think, just kind of hang around 500, you know, with six games left in the season.
Yeah, exactly.
Five games left in the season. And hopefully, to me, the mark of a good team is a team that steadily improves as the season goes on, which I've always said that Gerard Mayo would still be the coach here. If he won his last four games, he didn't win a game all the way up until the last 4 weeks of the season, and he went, reeled off four in a row, he'd probably still be the coach.
Right.
It's about how you play at the end of the season that, to me, matters. And so I feel like this team, with the quality of the coaching, will get better as the season goes on. So just, you know, I hear what you're saying. I mean, in my just a little rough kind of start, I see them going 3-1, and I look at, okay, Vegas has got, I know they got their new head coach, they got a new quarterback. Miami, I think they're taking a step back. There's a lot of issues there. Tyreek Hill, you know, they just traded away Jalen Ramsey. The Steelers with Aaron Rodgers, come on, and then Carolina. So, but you give me 2-2 out of that start, I'll take that all day, and just give me 500 a ball for most of the season, and then look, can we get a strong finish to get to the 10 wins that I'm hoping that they get to.
I will also add that going from 98 to 99 with the St. Louis Rams, going from Amp Lee and June Henley at running back and Tony Banks and Steve Bono at quarterback to Marshall Faulk and Kurt Warner, slight upgrade.
Right.
Just a little bit of an upgrade. Just a little bit. 617-779-7937 to text into the program or give us a call. Like Joe in Melrose, who wants to talk some of the Vegas odds on your Patriots. How are you, Joe?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up, man?
I think the optimism around the Patriots is because Vegas has favored them in 11 of 17 games. It's such a quarterbacks league, and I was playing golf with this Buffalo Bills fan. He pointed out to me that Buffalo is favored in all 17 of their games, and Kansas City is favored in 16 of the games. The only game Kansas City is an underdog is when they have to go play at Buffalo. So it's like right now Patrick Mahomes is like the Tom Brady of this era, and Josh Allen is like the Peyton Manning of this era. So the thing is, the Patriots are favored in 11 games because of Drake May. It's, you know, that's the reason. Everyone thinks he's going to take a huge step forward this season.
Thank you, Joe. Always appreciate the call. Do you think it's just Drake May? I like the comps regarding Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes, but do you think it's just? I think it's more than just Drake May. I think it's I would say it's Vrabel and then May and McDaniels that has Vegas confident enough to put Pats.
I think that's right. And you know, that's interesting. Joe says there's 11 games that they're favored in, and we all remember how many they were favored in the beginning of the season last year, right?
Yeah.
Zero.
And it's so one. Yikes. Or was it zero or was it one? Okay, zero. I thought maybe one. So zero. So, you know, I don't know. You can get, you know, mad at me for being optimistic, but the you know, Vegas has them winning, you know, favored in 11 games when they had them favored for none last year. So They're the ones that are being overly optimistic. But I do think it is the belief in Vrabel, just like you just said, and the fact that Josh McDaniels is here with Drake May. A lot of guys that cover football see the special traits of Drake May. But I think I was listening to you guys yesterday, and it was, you know, basically I think you guys were having a discussion on what ultimately is Drake May going to be judged on, and I think you guys were right on. It really is going to come down to, did he win the football game or not?
Yeah.
Not how many yards, not how many touchdowns he threw, not what was his percentage on third down. Did he win the game? And that's, look, I gave him a lot of slack last year, and I overlooked the fact that he was 1-9. I will not do that this year. This year he will be judged more critically, in my opinion, on wins and losses.
I would love to, Fitzy, be able to come away from a full season, because it's clear your defense is probably going to hold you in a lot of games as Drake kind of figures things out in year two and now year one under McDaniels and another year with a new offensive coordinator, whatever. I would love to come away from at least a couple of games and go, wow, Drake bailed the defense out in that game. Drake balled out to the point where our defense didn't have to hold you under 20 points or hold you to two scores or whatever it is. If he can do that a couple of times where I'm winning the game as the Patriots because of my quarterback, that's a huge step forward for me.
Real quick, Fitzy, I got to get this in. That's a great point, Dan. How many times last year, right before halftime, you go, okay, they got about a minute and a half and one timeout, and they run the ball on first down.
Right.
And we're all like, what the hell? They're basically pissing away an opportunity to score before halftime.
Just kneel it down if you're going to do that. Just give it to them.
They didn't treat every – and Tom Brady would have treated 1 second of time as an opportunity to stage a comeback and win a game.
Hey, John Madden will tell you that. Oh, yep. You know, that's – take a knee here, John. Wrong call, John. But you know who's the best at coaching the two-minute drill? Josh McDaniels.
Yeah.
Josh McDaniels is a genius when it comes to that one specific situation. Tom Brady was a genius. You know who looked like a genius? Was Mac Jones running the 2 minute. It was.
Do you remember how hype we all were, Ted, in the summer of 2021?
Preseason games when he's running the 2 minute? Yeah.
I remember the Philadelphia game especially. It was a super hot and humid summer night.
Always.
Mac Jones came in against Philadelphia.
Yeah.
And in the second half, Josh McDaniels just let him run 2 minute drill.
Just 2 minute
drill. He looked awesome.
So my point is that, to me, that one thing, if Drake May gets better coaching in the 2 minute drill, you know, they would have won two or three more games more last year than they did, I think.
Especially if he has a more focused Steph Diggs by his side and at his disposal. Speaking of which, yesterday we offered a couple of takes on the state of affairs for superstar influencer Tom.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Brady, and Patriots wide receiver one, we ask with question mark, Steph Diggs. Ted would like to weigh in on that, and we would love to have you weigh in as well at 617-779-7937. Let's catch you up first on everything else trending in the wide world of Boston sports and beyond. Ladies and gentlemen, here's Dan Ball.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.